This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is Bilal.
I mean, do you appreciate Bilal's energy at the beginning of this clip? Or is it just me?
This is episode 2 after having eaten lunch. I think I'm starting to get the itis. But having said that,
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go.
Yeah, but then again, I'm a well-conditioned athlete, so.
There's so much I
so much you could say. Don't take it there. Let's go.
Bismillah. All right. What are we talking about today?
So we are talking about Ar-Rabb.
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 Okay. Not Rabb.
The Lord.
The Lord. Ar-Rabb.
A-B-B. Put another B on that.
Double B.
Double B. Okay. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Okay.
Right? Shows up right at the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha.
Yep.
Allah being a
Rabbana.
So much in the Quran. Now, a Rabb is translated again as Lord, Lord, Lord. What does Lord mean to you?
Lord, I imagine some medieval English knight who owns a lot of land.
Mm.
And taxes the people.
Great. So, Rabb is more than Lord by a lot. And so Ibn Mandur, the author...
Who translated it as Lord?
Who knows, man?
It sounds like one of those
But you know what?
English...
To be honest, it's there's no one word that you're going to translate that's going to carry all of the meanings of Rabb.
How do you open up your poem thingy?
So much.
With it?
Rabb means the master and sustainer, nourisher, creator, developer, maintainer. And that's exactly... what Ibn Mandur says.
Okay.
Ibn Mandur.
Who's
Ibn Mandur is the author of the classic Arabic lexicon called Lisan al-Arab.
Okay.
The tongue of the Arabs.
Nice.
And so he defines Rabb as Ar-Rabb yutlaqu fi al-lugha, he says, al-malik wa sayyid, the king, and the sayyid, the master, wal mudabbir, the one who plans, wal murabbi, the one who nourishes and develops, wal qayyim.
Okay.
The maintainer.
Yeah.
Wal mun'im, the disposer of blessings.
So Abdul Mun'im.
Yes.
Our New Yorker friend.
There you go. So he says, Rabb means the master and sustainer, nourisher, creator, developer, maintainer. He does all of these things. So all of these. And so.
So hold up. Master, creator, developer.
Rabb means the master and sustainer.
Master and sustainer.
Nourisher, creator.
Sustainer. Nourisher.
Creator.
Creator.
Developer.
Developer.
Maintainer.
And maintainer.
And put their disposer of blessings, but I couldn't fit that into the rhyme.
Okay. Disposer
of blessings.
Blessings.
So.
That's a lot.
Yes. And Allah does all of that. And that's why what you get from Rabb is the one who takes care of you.
Okay.
In every sense. The one who's looking after you. The one who's providing for you. And that's why you find that the majority of the supplications that are made in the Quran are
with
using Rabb.
Okay.
Rabbi atini, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirah.
Even shaytan calls upon Allah, ya
Rabbi bi izzatika.
Yeah.
Rabbi bima aghwaytani.
Okay.
La'uzayyinanna lahum fil ard wa la'ughwiyannahum ajma'in. He says, oh my Lord, by the fact that you've caused me to go astray. He's still calling him my Lord. He says, Rabbi. Oh, my Lord, give me respite until the day of judgment.
I've always wondered, is Shaitan literally saying, you caused me to go astray, or is it that you allowed me to go astray?
Bima aghwaytani? That's a good question. Allah knows best.
Because
that's a good point of research.
Okay. Anybody know the answer, do share.
Or just look up the tafsir. We can look it up after the video.
Okay.
But I'm reminded of the statement of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He says,
what earth will carry me? And what sky will shade me if I say about the book of Allah what I don't know?
Mm.
It's like, where am I supposed to go? So,
coming back to Rabb.
So, the topic of Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the sustainer and the nourisher and the provider. And that's why we said that Allah Azza wa Jal, the du'as of the Quran are all calling out by Allah Azza wa Jal on this topic. And so, what this reminds us of is, one,
realizing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who provides for you.
Okay.
That Allah is the one who takes care of you. And two, learning these supplications that are in the Quran. You know, a lot of times we make a lot of dua and we're saying a lot of things, But there's no statement that we can make. There's no dua that is better than the ones that are mentioned in the Quran.
Now, how often is it appropriate to, because there are certain things that are, maybe they're not really a dua, but it's more conversation, right? I.e. the verses of Ali Imran. In the end, where he's saying, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَا فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
Good.
Right? That's not, like, although it's beginning with رَبَّنَا, it's not a dua.
Yes.
So, not every statement that begins with رَبَّنَا or رَبِّي
is necessarily a dua.
Yeah.
A very good point.
And this is something that I always thought was the case.
Thought every رَبَّنَا was a dua.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were shocked when you read the translation.
I was just like, no, it's not a dua. What do you mean it's not a dua?
Here you were crying, saying, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. But there is a dua at the end of that.
After it, yeah. Uh-huh. After it.
فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
Yeah. So, but even in the early verses of Ali Imran, رَبَّنَا حَبْلَنَا, actually, I don't even know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. I got, you have a Muslim.
Don't worry, we can do editing.
I need to know. I was just reading it earlier. Okay. But then it kind of continues.
Okay, so the point being is that basically not every Rabbana is
going
to open up to a dua.
Okay.
Very good. So the point here being is, again, your Lord is not a distant Lord. Your Lord is not a Lord who does not care for you. Your Lord is not a Lord who you will never have access to, or you are beyond having access to, or your life has taken you in a direction where you cannot return back to at any point in time.
Okay.
Allah Azza wa Jal is the Rabb, and He's the Rabb of the worlds. He's the Rabb for Al-Alameen. A couple of connotations here with regards to Rabb also that I didn't mention is the Rabb being the Khaliq, the Rabb being the one who creates. Also, the word Rabb, the word Tarbiyah comes from Rabb.
Okay.
And that's where you get this concept of developing.
Ooh, okay, tarbiyah.
Yeah, tarbiyah. Tarbiyah is, how do you translate tarbiyah? Tarbiyah is a hard word to translate.
It's training.
Yeah, it's training and development.
Yeah.
So you say, رَبِّ يَرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. And so your parents do tarbiyah. They're the ones who are raising you. And also, the meanings of رَبْ is the one who takes care, or the one who gathers people. The one who gathers people. And so, that might be one of the meanings of the word kunu rabbaniyin. Allah Azza just says be rabbaniyin, be rabbani. And this is one of those really hard to translate terms. Allah commands people to be rabbani, and people at the same time differ. So you'll read the translation, it'll say godly.
Oh, okay.
It's like be rubbish. Not rubbish, but rubbish. Be rubbish.
It's
translated as
to embody the traits of.
Well, here's the thing. This is
to be so masterful, to be one who.
The word Rabb has so many different meanings, right? So the question becomes, what does that mean? Kunu Rabbaniyin. Ibn Abbas, he says, Al-Alimu Rabbani. He says, the scholar that is Rabbani is the one who teaches people basic knowledge before its complexities.
Okay.
You're taking people through appropriate stages.
Okay.
So, right? Somebody, so it's okay, that gotcha. Development aspect. So you're not teaching people
progression.
Huh? Progression.
Yes.
Yes. You know how to teach people basic stuff. You know, Imam Ahmad, the man came to him. Famous story of Imam Ahmad, the man came to him and he said to him, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, are they Muslim or are they kafir?
Mm.
What are they? So he said to him, do you know what to say when you enter into the masjid? He said, no.
What if he said, Allahumma aftali abawa min rahmatik?
He didn't. So we don't know. But he said, you know, he probably gauged the guy.
Yeah.
And he said, do you know what to say when you enter into the masjid? And he said, no. He said, you should ask questions like that.
Okay.
Right? And so that guy, the scenario ended there. We can all imagine if it was Bilal asking Imam Ahmad, he would have just came from another angle. And then at that point in time, Bilal would have been dragged out of the masjid. So that's what would have happened. He would have just said, I'm thinking, but, you know, here's a question.
Ya'juj and Ma'juj, are they Muslim or kafir?
So the point being here is that's one of the meanings of Rabbani, according to Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Another is the one that I'm mentioning now, which is gathering, the one who gathers, because the true scholar is the scholar who's able to gather people into goodness, and he's able to gather them upon love of Allah and love of His Messenger, not the person who separates everybody. right? Who bashes everyone over the head with the Quran and the Sunnah and makes them scatter and makes them disperse. A true scholar, the Alim al-Rabbani, is the one who's able to gather people upon goodness. Also of the meanings of Rabb is the Sayyid. We mentioned that at the beginning. A Sayyid, as Ibn Mandur says. The master or the leader.
Okay.
Okay. And so Sayyid here.
Shifu.
Who?
A Shifu. Master, like martial arts okay. teacher.
The guy. I didn't know what language you were speaking just
now. It was Japanese.
Japanese. So they'll say Fulanun
but Rabba Qawma. Like, okay.
Fulanun Rabba Qawma. This person is the Rabb of his people. I mean, that's why we say a person is Rabbul Manzil. You know, the head of the household is Rabbul Manzil. They are the person who's leading this family or leading this house. And so Fulan is the Rabb of his people, which means that he has
I thought Manzil has to do with levels or...
Manzil is a house. It's where you...
Okay.
It's where you lay.
Okay.
It's where you descend.
Your lair.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what are the takeaways from Rabb? Is all of this that we just mentioned. There's a lot of takeaways, but the majority is just having this notion and recognizing that Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one taking care of you.
Is it, because looking at all the different meanings of a Rabb, is it a name that one can adorn oneself with?
What do you mean?
Because you're saying that there are certain names that you can adorn yourself with, other names you shouldn't, like Al-Kabir, you shouldn't.
Okay.
But with...
your parents are the ones who adorn themselves with this characteristic. رَبِّ يَرْحَمْهُمَا كَمَّا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And okay. So looking after people, taking care of people, servicing people, assisting people, that is all okay. part of that.
Cool.
والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We are going to see you next time as we say the next name from the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla.